episode or fourth, first season, September 12th, 1970, with Todd Richards, English series, ACD 54321.
An ACD International presentation.
The year is 1543. People come to him from far off lands. They come with their problems, hoping he, the magician and hexer, can solve them. Lo, to anyone who defies the hexer's powers in the wrong way. The magician, by the name of Philip Richardson, lives in a large castle at the edge of Dover. And every once in a while, kings hire him, perhaps to fight their battles, or to do more. And if Richardson, the hexer, fails, the year is 1543. People come to him from far-off lands. Richard's in. I hex. Created by Christian Doherty.
Mr. Richardson. Mr. Philip Richardson, are you in? This is the king speaking, man. Come out. Open up in there, I say.
What is it?
I have need of your services, Mr. Richardson.
My services are not available to trumps.
I am the king. I came disguised as this, so no one would know. I don't want to be seen coming in here, Mr. Richardson.
How much do you pay?
I will pay you 3 bags of gold if you will.
3 bags? For penny, 3 bags of gold? I could buy myself a wristwatch.
All right. 6 bags of gold if you will carry out my mission.
6 bags? I'll take 100, thank you.
100?
Listen, I'm the only hexer in the world living. Merlin was my father. May God rest his soul, he shall ever be my father. And you can't get him back. Remember, so stop asking me for favor.
All right, but I don't know if your methods are good.
Shall I test them out for you?
Well, can you guarantee me that you could accomplish what people say you can? That you can hex?
Look, I'll show you this vase here. This flower vase. Watch carefully, my dear king, and watch the farce. Concentration is necessary. Please be quiet.
Why, Mother Jesus, it's disappeared.
And I can bring it back again. So shut up with your petty.
You are very bitter against your king. Why? Why, Mr.?
Because I don't like being a hexer. I'm always hounded by kings to do their battles, to do what they want me to do. I'm always hounded by crooks. I'm always hunted by people. I must be the loneliest man on earth, King.
Can you accomplish my mission, do you think?
The only reason I do anything for anybody is money. Money is my game, King. What is your last name, King? Or should I speak to a king that way, sir?
You may continue to address me as the king, for such is my name.
I can find out your name just by reading your mind. Your name is King Tobias.
Exactly. Now, my mission for you. I suspect my wife, the queen, is having an affair with another man. I want to find out which man it is.
I don't handle things like that.
But I am the king. You must. I will increase the bags. 12 bags of gold.
I said 100.
All right. 110 bags of gold, if you will take this case.
I don't handle cases like that. I only handle battles.
And, well, it worried me because I think that my wife and her lover have employed another hexer. Though you say you are the only one, I suspect there is another.
And what you are, Detroit, Mr. Richardson. Hello, King Tobias. That's right, Mr. Richardson. I'm going to tell you something. I don't have as many hexing powers as you, but with my magical stone, I can wipe you off the face of the earth. Yes, they've employed me. I'm going to wipe you out, Richardson. Wipe you out. You know, I didn't get up here because you didn't know about it. I appeared in the room. So, you know, there's somebody like me here. You see, a long time ago, I stole Merlin's magical rock.
So that's why Merlin always mentioned that rock to me. Well, Tobias, I'll take your case because I'll do whatever you want me to do. For 154 pounds of gold. Bags, I mean, bags.
154? I hadn't counted on that much. I don't have it, well, immediately available.
Then I'll do it for 132. I want to get the scoundrel out of here. He's making me sick.
All right. 132 bags it is.
Now get out! Get out! And you can see I'm growing taller and bigger by the second. I can wipe you all out. I can wipe the whole world out with one sweep of my hand. Get out!
He's growing to enormous proportions, Tobias. We better get out of here.
Get out! Get out! Get out! We'll begin after station identification. I knew the king's plan ever since he came in here. No other man was having an affair with his wife. He thought he could fool me, underestimate my powers, but he was absolutely wrong. I saw guards that this man wanted to murder his wife to get the inheritance, for his wife is very rich. Guards, listen to me. Merlin, listen to me. Because I want to show you how good my powers are, how I can read minds, how I can do everything. Because I'm a hexer. I shall get revenge. He underestimated my great powers. He thinks he can get away with that. He really wants me to get rid of his wife. As I said before, to get her money. But no, he won't. Instead, he shall cause his own death.
in a very mysterious way.
Well, King, I think it worked, don't you?
Yes, I think it worked very nicely. That Richardson was a fool.
Now, my pie. You know, the money is very expensive in the Stone Age, you know.
Here are your three bags of gold.
Three bags! I could wipe you off the face of this earth, even though I'm not a hexer.
Well, what you don't know, my dear sir, is that there's an archer standing on the battlement across the way.
Very old, isn't it? Archer!
Yes, and he can shoot you in the back.
Shoot me in the back, wife! I suppose he can't, don't you?
Now there's no one else to know what's going to happen. What do you want? Oh, Macum, I found out something new about my wife. I think you might have to destroy her.
Destroy her, my dear King?
Yes, I found out that she's plotting to kill me with her suitor, her lover.
Suitor, I see. You know, King, there's never been a lover or suitor.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
32 bags of gold.
You underestimated my powers, King. Underestimated them to such an extent that I could flutter you down on the face of this damned earth. But you shall cause your death in an old mysterious way, and you shall never know when your death will come. It will come mysteriously and quietly, perhaps a spear through the heart, or even falling...
I'm the King, you can't talk to me like that!
Or even falling off a building!
No, I am the King.
It will happen. 24 hours it will happen. 24 hours. And boy, I can't wait till the moment you shall die.
I am the King.
You underestimated my powers. You underestimated them. You thought you could die. Well, I'm not mad. I want you dead, you damn idiot! I want you dead! I'm now going, disappearing, but I shall kill, and I'm not even gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill this whole population. I'm gonna wipe this village off the face of the earth. I'm going to get my revenge for underestimating my powers. I'm going to get my revenge, my revenge, my revenge, my revenge, my revenge, my revenge. Simon, look at the notice.
It says that the King is ordering us all to leave the city.
But why? All the villagers are moving out.
Hurry up, hurry up! This is the start of... Hurry up!
Look, there's the King, Simon, there's the King.
Yes.
Why is everybody moving out? Come back here. Why are you such cowards? The King's gonna speak.
I am the King. I'm the King. I'm ordering you to leave.
The King's gonna speak, you damn fools!
Because the mad magician Richardson...
Come back!
Burn our town.
Goodbye, King. I've
got
to get out. They say the village is
going to
blow up.
Yes, but don't leave me. I have to get out. I'm all alone.
King, you better get out.
No.
The village is going to blow up, King. Get out. Get out of here.
This is my village. This is my village. And I'll die with it. I built it.
I shall destroy this village in 1 minute with my hands.
Oh, damn it. He's a crank. Don't believe him. It's my village. I am the King. I am the King and no one defies me. That's some crank.
The village is on fire. Get out.
Get out, King! Get out!
No,
of the village.
I will not leave my village.
Get out!
I am the king. None of this
get
is
out.
Happening.
Get out.
I didn't order it. I am the king. None of it. None of it is happening. The village is in
danger.
None of it.
None of it.
The year is 1543. People come to him from far-off lands. They come with their problems, hoping he, the magician, can solve them. Woe to anyone who defies the hexer's powers in the wrong way. The magician by the name of Philip Richardson lives in a large castle at the edge of Dover. And every once in a while, kings hire him, perhaps to fight their battles or to do more. And if the magician or hexer fails, the year is 1543, people come to him from far-off lands.
This has been iHex with Todd Richards as Richardson, Clint Dastin as the king, Ty Phillips as the other hexer, produced by Chester Scuffin, directed by Mandy Johnson. Written by Fred Daper. Copyright 1970 by ACD Enterprises in association with ACD International. This has been iHex, an ACD production. An ACD International presentation.